Hello, my comfy cozy friends, and welcome to episode number 52 of the Comfy Cozy Witch podcast with me, Jenny Blonde, the Comfy Cozy Witch. And thank you for joining me today. I know it has been a while. We have the holiday season that has come and gone since I last recorded an episode. And unfortunately, I had to keep pushing it off because, I caught COVID for the first time, and it took a couple of weeks actually until I was to the point where I felt comfortable talking again without having to cough or clear my throat and comfortable enough to record a podcast episode. And then, of course, after I was feeling better from being sick, it was in the middle of the holiday season and we were traveling and celebrating the Yuletide season and visiting family and add some snow days in there. And it has been quite the couple of weeks since I have recorded, but I am back. I am excited to be back and to be recording this episode for you. I actually went to my Patreon friends and asked them what they wanted to hear as we embark into a new year in 2024. And the most common suggestion that I received for a topic is to talk about bringing in the new year with magical cleaning, magical housekeeping. So that's what we are going to talk about today. But before I get into that, I want to share with you what is making me feel comfy, cozy, and witchy. All right, so I know I talked about this before. I talked about the snow, really feeling in the throes of winter, making me feel comfy, cozy, and witchy. And right now, a little bit of that is making me feel cozy, but more so is the transition that we are in from that Yuletide season. We are in, like I said, the throes of winter, and we are about to go into Imbolc season, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite seasons because during the months of January, February, even the end of December, once the Yuletide festivities have died down and we're settling into our homes and we're reflecting, settling into ourselves, the weather is turning cold if you live in a place like I do. I know a lot of us go inward and a lot of us have a tendency to kind of get stuck inward, stuck inside our heads, our minds. I know last January, and I'm pretty sure I shared this with you, I was going through a lot of anxiety. I was having some mental health issues. My doctor and I were talking about what medications that I could go on to supplement my spiritual routine and my ritual and my meditating and my way of calming myself down and to help my own anxiety through my rituals. But I needed something a little bit more. I needed that little extra boost of help. And, you know, I think a lot of us really feel that side of ourselves, the anxiety coming out, the even depression coming out in these cold months where we're not around as many people. The weather is keeping us inside. And although, yes, it's comfy, cozy inside, that also gives us time in our heads as well. And that's not always the best thing for everyone. And I acknowledge that. And I've been there, I've been in that position. But one thing that has always kind of gotten me through, almost like the light at the end of that tunnel, is celebrating Imbolc. And I find myself looking more forward to it this year than I have in the past. And I've been trying to pinpoint exactly why that is, because I'm not rushing for spring to get here. I'm really trying to enjoy the season, enjoy the time as it is, enjoy the present. But again, for whatever reason, I'm really looking forward to In Bulk, and that's what's making me feel comfy, cozy, and witchy. And I'm looking forward to working a little bit more with Breed, with Bridget this year. This morning, I went to Panera Bread. Surprise, surprise! I went to Panera to get a little bit of work done because I just needed to get out of the house, needed to get out of the shop for a little bit because I've been doing a lot at the shop and at home. And so I went to Panera where I forced myself to sit down and enjoy coffee, enjoy a cinnamon crunch bagel. Oh my gosh, that's a weakness of mine. And as I sat there, I was inspired to start creating new rituals and creating a newsletter and creating things for myself and also for my Patreon around In Bulk. So that's why this is, I guess, on my mind right now. I've been working a lot, doing a lot of writing when it comes to In Bulk. And so that Sabbat and that this upcoming season, which will start February 1st, February 2nd, that is putting me in that cozy, magical realm. And so I want to just quickly talk about In Bulk. And I know I've done an episode about that a few years back. But In Bulk is a cross-quarter celebration. It's the first of the three fertility Sabbats, with Ostara and Beltane, Beltane being those other two. And it represents the seed that begins the wheels really turning in the wheel of the year. And it celebrates the ever-lengthening days. The sun is returning. We're going to transition from winter to spring in a couple of weeks. And even though there's snow on the ground, I'm looking outside right now. There is snow everywhere. In fact, my son had off school a day and a half this week. We're supposed to get more snow tomorrow, so I'm thinking he might be off school again. There's already inches of snow on the ground. We're just going to add to that. But I keep thinking about In Bulk and thinking in the back of my head that, you know, the little bits of spring is starting to unfurl underneath that snow. And I know we're not quite there yet. I'm recording this as we're in January, but I guess that's why I'm looking forward to that. Just thinking about those seeds unfurling underneath. But it also has urged me to think about the seeds of creativity that are unfurling right now, because I have a new project in the works. I have some other ideas for some projects. And so I'm beginning to move out of the reclusive time of the year and the reflective time of the year I had during December and January, and that I was kind of forced to have in December because I felt like I was sick for so long. But I was forced to have, and I'm coming out of that and really thinking about what I want this year to look like, what I want the next few months to look like creatively in my home, in my business. I don't want to jump into too many things too fast. I know that. So I've journaled a little bit about not rushing things. But I have been thinking a lot about what I would like to see come to fruition in the next couple of months. And that's something I really like to do during In Bulk, is planting those seeds. Just writing about them, reflecting on them, is planting those seeds to see then what might come to fruition. Because, as I said, the seeds of life, they're just beginning to spring underground, even if we can't see them quite yet. So I wanted to share that with you, because that is what's making me feel comfy, cozy, and witchy. I'm really excited to get my altar dressed for the season. And, speaking of altars, okay, another thing that's making me feel comfy, cozy, and witchy, I have more than one thing, I guess. My friend, my dear, dear best friend, is coming into town next week. She hasn't come to my shop yet. She hasn't seen the shop. We haven't visited since, I think, last August or September. She came with her daughters and stayed a weekend. But she's coming, and she is bringing with her a secretary desk that I have been looking for. I've been looking for a secretary desk. Remember, I've talked about my altar and how it is an old secretary desk, but it no longer, it can't hold anything. It's about to collapse. It's in really bad shape. I tried another altar. I wasn't feeling it. She has the secretary desk that she bought, but just doesn't fit in her house. It is beautiful. It has drawers. It does not have the hutch above it, which is fine. I don't need that because of the artwork that I like on my walls behind my altar, but she's bringing that with her. And I'm so excited because it is coming just before in bulk. So talk about new beginnings. My new altar is coming and it's coming from my best friend. So even better, those intentions have gone into it, which I'm so excited about. So that also is making me feel comfy, cozy, and witchy. I have been looking for one for ages. I've been scouring the marketplace on Facebook. I've been looking at the Facebook groups, the local Facebook groups, people trying to get rid of furniture. I've been looking at estate sales, antique shops, and I just haven't found. And she has one that she was getting. My best friend has one that she's getting rid of. And I'm so excited. And I can't wait to take pictures and show you all. So in bulk, the preparations for in bulk, working with Bridget, and the excitement over my soon-to-be new altar. All of that is making me feel comfy, cozy, and witchy. Okay, so as I said at the beginning, the main segment today is talking about magical housekeeping, magical cleaning, bringing in this new year. I know we are now, 18 days into the new year, but I still wanted to share with you some magical housekeeping tips and things that we can do as we are ushering in this new year and getting closer to in bulk. So Tess Whitehurst, I don't know if you know her. I read her books for years, and she wrote a book called Magical Housekeeping years ago. And it's one that I reference time and time again. And in her book, she focuses on the magic in the home. And like me, she is a firm believer that everything is connected to you, everything in your home, well, everything in general. Come on, let's be real. Everything is connected. I think most witches believe in the interconnectedness of all things, whether those things are tangible or not, and that everything and everyone we encounter has an energy that can easily be passed on. We have an energy that can rub off on others. Other people, other items have energies that can rub off on us and be passed on to us. And I say this because I think the new year and January is a really good time to take inventory of what things we have in our home that may have somehow gotten energy stuck to them, energy that we don't want, and how we can get rid of some of that. Now, when we're talking about energy in our homes, I know how easy it is for dishes to pile up, for that stack of mail and the stack of bills to grow. In fact, right now, I have some dishes I didn't clean up after, I didn't have breakfast after my son had breakfast because I went to Panera, of course. But the dishes have piled up. I need to unload the dishwasher. I need to load the dishwasher. It's human nature. Also for us to be taking on new things, buying knickknacks, decor, gifts that we receive from other people. I know I have a problem buying candles and a problem with notebooks and journals and a million magical journals and books of shadows. And we also are picking up new ideas and emotions, and everything we bring into our home, all of these things that we accumulate, everything has an energy and that becomes connected to us, that becomes connected to our home. So it's up to us as magical people to assess the energy of what is in our homes and to do everything necessary to cleanse that energy, even magically and mundane-wise, by decluttering and just doing a good old-fashioned cleaning. And again, magical rituals to do that as well. So I just took a little break to pick up my son from school. And before I broke, I don't know, an hour and 20 minutes ago or so, we were talking about the energy of things we bring into our homes and people that come into our homes as well, and how that can kind of get stuck. And so the act of cleaning our home is one that holds so much power. We know now everything is connected. The external environment oftentimes mirrors our internal environment. So when we're cleaning our homes, we are kind of cleaning our spirit as well. And although cleaning, you know, having an episode about cleaning seems like a mundane task, if we approach it the right way, then through the cleaning, we can experience happiness, energy, protection, abundance. We can achieve so many things using a variety of words and incantations and herbs and oils and enchantments. And in that way, the act of cleaning can transform into something that truly is magical. So when, at the very least, when you're going to clean your home, your kitchen, fold laundry, do whatever it is, approach that housekeeping through a magical lens. And I think if we're approaching it through a magical lens, it's just a little bit more fun. I think of Mary Poppins and what's the song she sings whenever they're cleaning? Oh my goodness, what song is she singing? I feel like asking my son right now because he's in the back room. I'm at my shop now. But she sings and snaps her fingers and everything goes back into place where it's supposed to go. And sometimes I like to think that I am Mary Poppins when I'm cleaning and tidying up, and that I can do that, although I can't do exactly that. If we approach magical cleaning through a lens of, or if we approach cleaning, I should say, through a lens of magic, it just adds a little bit of fun and isn't as much of a mundane task. So here are just some magical cleaning tips and tools. And I know that it's difficult for all of us to use cleaning products that are, I was going to say the word clean, but clean and don't have a lot of added chemicals and so forth. But sometimes that is necessary. Occasionally we need heavy duty commercial cleaners as well. For just your everyday cleaning or a weekly, even bi-weekly cleaning, I generally try not to use products that have like bleach and harsh chemicals. I reserve that for heavy duty cleaning. And most of the things that I talk about on here are going to be tools and cleaning rituals where you need basic things you can find around your house, like baking soda, vinegar, water, essential oils. When you want to magically clean and be as safe about it as possible, especially if you have animals and young children, you know, crawling around on the floor, then having the baking soda, vinegar, water, essential oils really is all that you need. But before I jump into some recipes for those magical goodies, let's talk about these tips. So before cleaning, try to approach the task as something that is filled with magic rather than a mundane household chore. And I said this before, reset your attitude and establish some sort of intention before you clean. So if your child has been fighting a cold or a stomach bug, clean with the intention of healing in mind. If you've been kind of down in the dumps lately, we talked about earlier, you know, January, February, a lot of people tend to be down. Then clean with the intention of adding joy and excitement to your life. And when we think of joy, we think of citrus and orange and lemon, think about adding those things. So I think you get the gist. Just be mindful of the intention that you set while you're doing the physical act of cleaning. Okay, next, make cleaning fun. Make it a little cozy cleaning session. So light a candle to reflect on that intention that you set for your cleaning. Turn on some of your favorite songs. Sing and dance. Take that mop and dance with it if you want to. All of those activities work to raise the energy during a cleaning session. I would say also listen to your favorite podcast. If it is a nice calming one or an energizing one, that's good energy to put into a household cleaning. Sometimes when I'm vacuuming, if I'm not have the intention of doing anything magically, I'll turn on true crime podcasts. And I have to say, I don't recommend that if you are cleaning with intention. When I'm vacuuming just to get it done, the mundane vacuuming, that's when I'll turn on my true crime podcast because I don't want that energy put into my intentions. Excuse me. Next, know that there is so much power in using essential oils, not only for their cleaning properties, but for the magical properties as well. They're little potions, and many of those potions already have that intention within them. And just know that oftentimes you're going to need to dilute them before you use them. So essential oils, that's another great tip. Have those handy to add them to your cleaning. And make sure the oils you choose are animal friendly, especially if you have animals, and child friendly if you have small kids too. Here's another tip. Rather than letting all of the dirt, negative energy, grime, all of that build up for a big cleaning, maybe do small cleanses and small cleanings more frequently. I know we don't always have time for this. I know I don't always have time for this, but that might just mean set an intention that every night before you go to bed, you're going to vacuum one room, or you're going to make sure all of the dishes are out of the sink, or start a nighttime cleaning ritual where you light a candle, you even make yourself a cup of tea before bed while you load the dishwasher and set it to run overnight and tidy up the kitchen. You can make it a nice little magical ritual if you choose. And then, of course, try to approach cleaning with a positive attitude. I know it's very difficult to do because it's cleaning and it seems like a tedious chore a lot of the times, especially after a long day. But your attitude will influence your cleaning and the energy that is put into it. So if you're really angry or anxious over something, I don't think I would clean with any sort of magical intention. But if you need to get out some frustration, then absolutely clean while you're angry or anxious. And once you've finished a cleansing, say a blessing of gratitude to your home, a blessing of gratitude over your cleaning products that have helped you get the job done. So let's talk about some oils to use in cleaning. And, you know, you can just take hot water, add in a little bit of vinegar and some essential oils, and that's all you need for a nice magical floor wash. Drop in a little bit of salt, even better. That's really all that you need to get the job done, to clean your kitchen counters, to clean the floors, to clean whatever in your home. So I want to talk about some common essential oils for cleaning and the properties of each. And what I love about using essential oils in cleaning is bringing the nature and the magic of nature inside my home. Anytime I can bring the outside in, I'm feeling cozy. I'm feeling connected to my practice. So let's start with eucalyptus. This is a very popular cleansing agent. It could be used, yes, as an air freshener. It does kill household germs, but magically, eucalyptus is really great for healing, to bring in fresh energy, to purify, to start those new beginnings. Eucalyptus is a great oil to use in cleaning when you are starting a new year. So eucalyptus, cleaning with eucalyptus is something that I recommend doing at the beginning of a new year. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Lavender, mundane use is an antibacterial, and of course it's fragrance. Magical uses for lavender are protection, peace, sleep, for purification, and love or self-love. So it's really nice to use lavender when you're cleaning your bedroom space or your bed space, your table next to your bed, your nightstand, because that promotes peaceful sleeping and rest. Of course, we all know lemon. So some mundane uses of lemon: it is antibacterial, antiviral, it's a nice air freshener, and it works well as a degreaser. If you take lemon and salt and you have a really greasy pan you need to get clean, those two work really well together. Some magical uses of lemon: magical cleansing. It helps to remove blockages, it purifies, and it serves as a spiritual opening. I love that. So lime, mundane use, antiviral, antiseptic, antibacterial, used as an air freshener as well. Some magical uses of lime are purification. Magical use is for joy and happiness, and also for tranquility. Lime, I always associate too with summer and having a nice uplifting scent in my kitchen during summer. I like to use lemon and lime essential oils in my cleaning. Next up, peppermint. So mundane uses for peppermint: it is antibacterial, it's a great repellent, so bug repellent, and a really nice air freshener. Magical use: peppermint is wonderful for protection, for repelling unwanted energies. It's really great for healing, great for peace. So if you take some peppermint mixed with a little water and draw signs and sigils of protection and peace and calm on, you know, your windows or the windowsills, or you put that into a wash and wash around the floorboards and the windowsills, that's a really great way to ward your house and to protect your house using that peppermint. Next up is pine. So some mundane uses are killing household germs and other spores. Magical uses are for purification, repelling negativity, for abundance and new opportunities. Pine is a really nice scent to use at the beginning of the year as well, because it's about getting rid of the old, but also bringing in new opportunities, and it's really great for abundance and success. I think of pine all the time when I think back to my childhood, because we always used the Pine Sol cleaner. That was definitely not organic, not the safest thing to use, but I don't know, when I smell Pine Sol, it brings back those memories, and I love it so much that once in a while I will use that on the floors, as well as, of course, just pine essential oil. But again, we can't always find the time to make cleaning products ourselves. Even though it's easy, sometimes it's easier just to grab something off the shelf, and there is no shame in doing that. Let's talk about rosemary next. So a mundane use for rosemary is an antiseptic, antibacterial, a good bug repellent, as an air freshener. I love rosemary. I love to use it in cleaning. Magical uses are protection, purification, memory, and learning. Rosemary is something that I use to ward the home. Like I mentioned before, with the mint, the peppermint, mixing it in with some water and cleaning off my thresholds for protection. Next is tea tree. Tea tree is hard on germs and viruses and bacteria. It's a really great insect repellent as well. Magical uses are for peace, harmony, for clarifying, and for purifying. Next is wild orange. another popular citrus cleansing scent. Mundane use as a polisher, also a degreaser, just like lemon, and magical uses. It's used for happiness, joy, success, for bringing in the new year, for welcoming back the sun. And finally, Lang Lang is an antiseptic, antifungal, antibacterial, and magical uses are for grounding, for calm, for peace, other really great oils to use in your cleaning for the new year. So let's talk about a magical floor sweep, something that I feel is very important to do seasonally or once a year if you want to do it in the new year. Again, people were asking specifically for things that they can do in their home for the new year. And a great way to give our homes a spiritual cleanse is through a floor sweep. And they can be used to either fill your space with a specific intention or to get rid of unwanted energies. Oops, and I need to set my parking. Oh no, the parking meter lady is out there. Just one second, I'll be right back. So I have to tell you what is so nice is there are two parking attendants in downtown. Again, my shop is on Main Street, and so it is metered parking. And even as a business owner, I have to pay as well every day that I come into the shop. And there's an app I use. I forgot to renew my parking meter when I came home from picking up my son. And thank goodness Kathy, one of the meter maids, is that what they're called, I guess? Meter maids, I think I've heard that before. She'll look in my window or knock on the window sometimes if she sees me, like, hey, Jenny, you have to pay your parking. And she just did that, which I appreciate so much because I've already paid $40 in tickets, parking tickets, since I've opened my shop 7 months ago, which actually yesterday was 7 months exactly since I opened up the apothecary. Okay, let's get back into that magical floor sweep. So I typically treat my floor sweeps as a remover of negative energies, and I prefer to do a floor sweep as my last act of magical cleansing after I vacuumed, mopped, dusted. However, your sweep can be designed to bring in specific energies if you intentionally set it to do so, and you can do it whenever you want. If you, let's say your house, you haven't done all of those other things, the mopping, the vacuuming, and you just need to magically cleanse some energy from your home, then do a floor sweep. So some great ingredients for that are rosemary. So you can take a tablespoon of rosemary, some crushed bay leaves, some ginger, lemon rind, a little pinch of salt, and a quarter cup baking soda. Mix those ingredients together and then sprinkle the herb and powder mixture on your hard surfaced floors all throughout your home. For me, that is, you know, the kitchen area, the main living area. And then you're going to want to use your witch's besom or broom. If you have a dedicated broom for magical cleansing, you'll want to sweep the herbs from the back of the house to the front of the house. And as you're doing that, envision those unwanted energies leaving your home. Sweep the herbs right outside your front door. So sweep that whole mixture outside the front door. Get them off your property by putting them into a dustpan and unload them into a trash can for removal. And then you can once again vacuum up any last bits of residue from the sweep. So I like to do that. That's easy. You throw those things together and it takes just a couple of moments. I mean, it is not a long cleansing ritual. It takes just a couple minutes. The next is a magical floor wash. Floor washes are important to my practice, especially as I have opened up my shop. I have done probably I've been here 7 months and I've done four major floor washes, magical floor washes, and they've been used for years by practitioners to remove evil spirits, negative energies from their homes, for me, from my shop. There's a lot of energy that comes in and out of my brick and mortar store. And when those people visited that harassed my shop fairy, That's what I've decided to call them now, my shop fairy. Harassed my shop fairy, said those horrible things about my shop and burning. I did a magical floor cleanse after they left because I just needed to wash away all of that energy. So you can use this wash as part of your routine cleaning or during the releasing cycle of the moon or when you just need to banish energies that have peaked, kind of like they did when those people came into my shop. There are so many ways to create a magical floor wash. Really, it's up to you. It's up to whatever oils that are calling to you. It's best to use one that ousts negative energies and that are used for protection and banishment. So I would do, you need a bucket. You need some white vinegar. So just a third cup of white vinegar. And then you need 20 drops of your chosen essential oil. Fill your bucket with hot, hot water. You're going to add the quarter cup of the white vinegar, and then you're going to add the essential oils. And again, whatever ones call to you for this magical floor cleanse. And you're simply going to mix all of that together and mop your floors using the wash. And as you're doing that, envision negativity leaving your home, leaving your shop, leaving wherever it is with each swipe of the mop. That's a really easy thing to do, and it doesn't require much. Like I said, if you have some vinegar, baking soda, salt, and some essential oils and hot water, you're good to go for a lot of these things. Next is a little carpet refresher and a carpet magical cleanse, because I know I have carpeting in many rooms in my house, and I can't do a magical floor wash on those carpeted rooms. My sacred space is carpeted, and when I need to get a good cleanse, I can't do a floor wash. So I just do a carpet wash. And this is, I mean, again, this is nice for any carpeted area or any area where you don't want to get your floors too wet. And it's really fragrant too. So what you need for a carpet refresher, a little carpet wash, is a half cup of baking soda, 3 drops of whatever essential oil you want, a teaspoon of whatever type of herbs that you want. So I like to use lavender, crushed garden sage, and chamomile and bay leaves, and then just a half teaspoon of salt. You're going to mix everything together. You simply sprinkle the mixture on the area of your choice, so the carpeted area, and then you vacuum the area thoroughly. And while you're doing this, you're envisioning all impurities leaving the room, leaving that space, just like you did with the floor washes. Yeah, I love that. Now, okay, we talked a little bit about magical cleansing, why it's important, different recipes. Now I want to talk about just some small rituals for home protection, because again, this is the time of the year that many of us, we're starting the new year. We want to cleanse our space. We want to declutter that space. And it's a good time to protect your home and set up some magical boundaries and magical protection. And there are many quick ways to add pops of protection around your home and to keep some of those negative energies from coming in the first place. So one thing, you can mix together a teaspoon of salt and a quarter cup of water. Dip your finger in the solution and draw protective symbols or sigils or rune signs on exterior and interior walls and doors. This is a really great way of protecting your home. Simply sprinkle salt on windowsills and doorways throughout your home. You can also write a protection charm on a piece of paper, on material, or another item and keep it hidden somewhere in your home, maybe underneath your doormat, under a candle, at the back of your closet, and you could have many of those throughout the home. You can create and bury a witch's bottle at the entrance of your home. You would put together some protective herbs, spices, stones, cloves of garlic, salt, a few pins or nails inside of the jar. You're going to want to seal and bury it or hide it in a place where most people won't walk across it or come upon it entering your home. you can create a protection sachet and hang it near the front door or on your porch somewhere. Having a pentacle is a really great way to protect your home. If you have that somewhere on your front porch, as you know, I have a large wooden one on my front porch almost year round. I take it down sometimes during the summer months. But you can also draw one with water on the front door or with a marker on the underside of your doormat. All of these are just little things you can do for a pop of protection magic. Keep your witch's besom, your broom, near your front door and store it with the bristles pointing up. You can also leave offerings for house fairies and ask for their assistance in protecting your home and to protect all who are inside. And going beyond, you know, our fair friends and fair folk, we can also ask our guides, our ancestors, deities, whoever we work with, to offer protection upon your home as well. You can also bury pieces of black tourmaline in the four corners of your home. I have done this. I have this outside my home. If you live in an apartment, you can bury them in flower pots or simply place them in the four farthest corners of your home for protection. You can also hang an evil eye charm from a window facing the front of your home to keep all evil entities and energy away. Of course, lighting a black candle is a really great way to protect yourself and ask your guides to protect your home and all who are in it. You can do this each morning. That's what I do as part of my morning ritual. And then finally, you can sprinkle protective herbs and spices in your food for added boosts of protection. So all of these are really great ways and tiny ways to protect your home, especially at the beginning of the year. And at the beginning of the year too, it's also a good idea to do a major protection or warding spell. Especially this is important if you're moving into a new home, warding all doors and windows in your house as a whole. Those are just some little tips for home protection, for cleansing your home, little tips about cleaning, the cleaning tools. So if you have any questions, just let me know. I clearly went over the basics here today, but you can get much more in depth. There are books that go that are written just about magical cleaning, household magic. You can find those pretty easily by doing a search. And I referenced, you know, Tess Whitehurst's book as well, Magical Housekeeping. I really enjoy that one, and one that I've used and actually even reference as a source in the back of my book because I like her work so much. So there we have it. Magical cleaning for the new year. And let's get on to the card pull of the episode. Okay, so today I'm going to pull from the Moon deck, and I'm choosing this deck because, well, I've been pulling from it a lot recently, and it is such a popular deck in my shop. So many people come in for this deck, and it's called the Moon deck, written by Arona Leah and illustrated by Andrea Keh, and I love this deck. I've had it for years. I think since it was put out. I'm not sure what year it released, but I've had it for a number of years. And it's just a really nice oracle deck. It gives great guidance. It has some really nice rituals throughout. And so I thought today I would pull a card from it. So let's get these going here and see what the message for this episode is. Okay. Okay. My instincts keep me adaptable in the face of any obstacle. That's the card that I chose. And on it, you see some mushrooms. There is a woman, and half of her face is hidden because there is a fox on it all as well, with a moon in the middle of its forehead, and it's just the cutest little fox. Again, my instincts keep me adaptable in the face of any obstacle. So overall, I mean, this card is telling you and telling me, you know, we need to trust our instincts, but also we need to be able to be flexible and adaptable. So let's see what the booklet says about it. Oh, and this is card number one. Look at that. Adapt. When we are flexible and adaptable, life expands. When things unexpectedly shift course, we can either see into the realm of enchanted possibility or we can become rigid with despair. Fox medicine connects you to your natural ability to adapt, be flexible, and use your senses to discern and understand what is in front of you. She is a beautiful and stealth animal with sharp senses and a keen instinct. She's also a shapeshifter and can become invisible by blending in with her surroundings and swiftly moving through tricky situations. Tap into your inner fox and practice being aware and present in your environment. Ooh, I love that. Whenever necessary, adapt and shapeshift with grace, and an opportunity or solution will reveal itself that may have otherwise remained hidden. So just reminding us that our instincts keep us adaptable in the face of any obstacle. And there's a ritual that goes along with this. It's a walking meditation. So I'm going to tell you about this ritual because I like this. The difference between this walking meditation and a regular walk is your conscious, mindful intention. Turn autopilot off and turn your animal, instinctual, magical self on. This walking meditation is a quiet and solo exploration. Dress appropriately for the weather and bring as little with you as possible. Do not allow digital distractions to come between you and your meditation. I feel like that's a little disclaimer. And yes, dress appropriately because it was 10 degrees most of today here. So take at least 15 minutes and up to an hour or more for this walking meditation ritual. Begin by walking steady and slow. Breathe naturally. Feel your feet on the ground and be aware of each step you take. Feel your body, your temperature, your skin, and any other sensations that arise. Without losing your inner focus, become aware of your surroundings, any smells, the quality of your vision, etc. Connect to your inner presence while remaining aware of your periphery. If you get lost in your thoughts, simply return to the meditation, thinking about your gait, your breath, the temperature, your body, your skin, quality of vision, smells, all of these senses. So you want to do this for about 15 minutes and up. When you are finished, journal your experience and revisit the ritual. I love that one. I love walking meditations because I know many of you are like me. Sitting still for long periods of time can be a little bit difficult, especially if you have anxiety. And a walking meditation, specifically one outside, is a really great way to maintain focus while you're moving. And just, you know, you can tell yourself, I'm going to focus on all of the things that I hear while I'm doing this walking meditation, all of the things that I smell, everything that I'm seeing, and really take in the present moment and every experience you have on that walk. So I really like that one. The fox. Adapt. My instincts keep me adaptable in the face of any obstacle. Well, thank you all for joining me. Again, I apologize. It has been so many weeks between episodes, but I am happy to have recorded this today, and I will get this posted as soon as possible. Thank you to all of my Patreon subscribers. This month, there's all sorts of goodies, of course, that you've been sent and that I have in store. I have more things coming up for In Bulk. I have a Connecting with Bridget ritual that I will be sending to you very soon, among an In Bulk guide, as well as other things. And I have a lot of good things lined up for February. If you are interested in supporting me through the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/comfycozywitch, and you can connect with me now through the podcast on Instagram. I'm not on there as much, but I am checking my messages once in a while. You can always email me at comfycozywitch@gmail.com, and you can find me Yes, on social media. I will say, because many people have been asking, currently the Facebook group, the Comfy Cozy Witches Facebook group, is not accepting new members. That is temporary, only for another couple of weeks. Unfortunately, for some reason, when the new year hit, it's like all the bots found the Comfy Cozy Witches group, and we, poor Devin, I mean, was inundated with hundreds of people a day trying to join the group that were clearly bots. So right now we turned off new membership requests, hoping that that will calm down, and we're hoping to open it up again soon. So for those of you asking, that's what's going on with that. And one of my favorite customers and friends with her dog Sprocket is walking in right now. Hi, Sprocket. Hey. Hi, Sprocket. You want to be in the podcast? Hello. Because Reese is not with me here today, but look, we have our dog fix with Sprocket. Do you hear him shaking? Hi, Sprocket. Oh, are you saying hi to everyone? So everyone, until next episode, stay comfy, cozy, and witchy.